Initially, when the Rav presents the answer to the what question concerning Yisurim, so in Os Yud Aleph of the first section, so he writes, HaYisurim ba'im kedei l'romem et ha'adam, the Taher Gucho Ulakacho, the Nakot Machshavto Ulatzofon, we call Psola Tashitriot Usyagei Hagasut. The Adainat Navsho, the Hafivit Ofekayo. Klaloshal Dava, Hayisurim, Tapkidam the Takena Tapagum, the Ishioto Shalada. In the section that we were learning together yesterday, so that there was a very clear emphasis, almost exclusive, on fault, inadequacy in the Ben Adam Lachaver. Ve'ei, zohi ha'tshuva shenitna al yedei borei olam l'Iyov. And then in Os Aleph of section Beis, skipping to lower down in that paragraph, ulam חסרה לך אותה מידת החסד הגדולה בשני מובנים, מעולם לא נסעת בעול הציבור ולא השתתפת בצרתו ויגונו, לא הרגשת את ייסורי היחיד הסובל. So we're no longer talking in very general terms, no longer painting in broad strokes about just very generally and generically, whatever is pogum b'ishiyuto shel ha'adam, but very, very focused with laser precision, dafka on the tum of Ben Adam Lachavera. So that shift happened, We discussed this oath, but we didn't focus on the fact that there's a shift. If you go back to Os Yud Beis, the last subsection in section Aleph, so the opening sentence, Hayahadut he'emika et harayon hazeh, Yiddishkeit deepens this idea, but so far, at inyan tikun hasevel v'ha'alato, im tikun hachesed v'ha'alato, by connecting, by associating, combining redeeming and elevating Yisurim with elevating Chesed. And the key line here to understand this transition, it's around eight lines from the end of section Aleph. Ki Yesh, if you have it in front of you, see if you can find that line of us. Ki Yesh v'ha'adam nitba l'taken al Yisurav Masha pagam b'yitzira b'sha'a sha'kadosh baruch hu nota ilav k'nahar shalom. Initially, the Rav explains that the why question is futile, because not only in Olam Hazeh but even in Olam Haba, a finite being can never fully understand the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite. The what question can be answered correctly and productively, and the what is that Yisurim highlight deficiency, inadequacy. What deficiency? What inadequacy? Do a cheshbon nefesh and identify what those areas are. Will you ever know definitively if you arrived at the right answer? You don't need to. You just need to know the answer isn't wrong. Moshe l'mal dover dome. Let's say a person has certain aches and pains. So he goes to the doctor. And the doctor takes an MRI and this test and that test. And he finds various problems. Significant, substantive problems that are known to be to cause pain. Does the doctor know absolutely, definitively, that this is the source of the pain? Not doctor. There may be other sources that he hasn't uncovered, but it's not important that he know whether this is the right answer, as long as he knows that it's not the wrong answer, that it's a right answer. And the same thing is true when whether it's an individual cheshbon nefesh or a collective cheshbon nefesh, a person doesn't need to know that he's uncovered the right answer. He just needs to know that he did it in a religiously healthy way, the cheshbon nefesh, not in a neurotic way, in a religiously healthy way, and that as a result, that the answers that they yield are correct answers. Are they the absolute, exclusive correct answers? A person never knows, but doesn't need to know. So, and initially, and again, in lav dafka, that the answer of that what a person is going to uncover is in Ben Adam L'Chaveru. They say that for Sof Yom when Moshe Feinstein had Yisurim, so bring a cheshbon nefesh. Moshe was, I think he was nifty, he was around 90 years old. So the Sof Yom, I don't know if it was the last day of his life, maybe he was only 89 at the time. So bring a cheshbon nefesh, so he reminded himself that 70 years earlier, maybe a little more than 70, but approximately 70 years earlier, he thought he said something to a chaver that wasn't so sensitive. So the answer may, or that should be juxtaposed to Shlom Zalman's Hesped for his Rebbetzin, where he didn't ask Mechila. And said that, you didn't need to ask Mechila from me, and I don't need to ask Mechila from you, because we lived together the way we were supposed to. It was Smithas of Hashios between those two stories. What characterizes Beli Yisrael is not only genius. And that too, but you know, but not only genius. So lav dafka, maybe the answer will be 70 years ago, something that I will have ever, but maybe it won't be. But then in Osiyot Beis, so now the Rav says, but sometimes there's a sequence. Sometimes if when a person now looks back in retrospect, he sees that the sequence, that there was a progression, that initially either he individually or the tzibur collectively were the recipients of tremendous bracha, of tremendous chesed Hashem. And then, on the heels of that, they suffered terribly yisurim. When a person identifies that progression, so then the yisurim are not just a general and generic indicator of hapogum b'ishiyuto shel adam, lenakot et machshavto letzarfo letzarfo mikol psolet hashitchiyut usyogei hagasut, then it clearly indicates deficiency in the ben adam l'chaveru. Because when a person, again, either individually or a community collectively, are recipients of bracha, so that bracha has to be shared. And if on the heels of that bracha, Rachmana Litzlam Kan Yisurim, so then we have an indicator that the what of the Yisurim is not just in general terms, ha-pagun b'ishivoto shel adam, but it's in particular in the realm of ben adam l'chaveru. And that accounts for again the shift in terms of how the Rav is discussing what the response to the what question is, what the mechayev of Yisurim is. And that's exactly the case in Sefer Iyov, right? In the beginning of Sefer Iyov, so the we have the description of how successful Iyov is, how he's thriving on every level, and then in the aftermath of that come the Yisurim, and that's what the Rav is saying. So here again, this is a Sefer Iyov exemplifies the subset of the Torah's approach to Yisurim. Did you hear that what I was saying? So the question that we posed yesterday of how do you square the Rav's discussion here with, for instance, the famous Yerushalmi and Peyer, that the same way that the Talmud Torah can egged kulam, so so to be the Torah can egged kulam. So that's the answer. That in section Beis, the section about Sefer Iyov, so the Rav has moved from the general parsha of Yisurim to a subset of that parsha of Yisurim that come in the wake of, on the heels of bracha. Because when you have that progression, so then the mechayev of Yisurim is not just in general, generically, to look again for everything, again, whether individually or collectively, that needs to be corrected, needs to be redeemed, etc. But then there's an indication that it's specifically with again almost an exclusive emphasis in the realm of Ben Adam L'Chaveru. מעין עניין. It's also very important to have correct perspective. The Mishnah in Bamer Madlikin, Al Shalosh Averus Noshim Meisos B'Shas Laidosin, Al She'inan Zihuz B'Nido B'Chalu V'Adlokas Hanem. Apropos of this Mishnah, so the Gemara has many, many statements in Tanoim that correlate certain onshem with certain avonos. Scary Gemaras, but just for a sampling. Tanya Reb Nosson Omer, Ba'avon Nedorim Mesa Ishto Shalom. Rebbe Omer, Ba'avon Nedorim Bonim Mesa M'Shein Tanim. Skipping ahead, almost the full blot. Ba'avon nivlus peh, nivl peh. Ba'avon nivlus peh, tsaros rabos, uxeros koshos mischachos, ubachurei sone Yisrael is loshen saginohor, mesim, yisomim, va'almonos tzorakim, enonanim. Kohena v'chohena. Askura ba'ol ha'olam al ha'maisa. Rav Elezer of Yosef Omer al Loshon Hor. So there are two, you're talking more than that, but at least two very important points that need to be understood. Number one, all these ma'amari chazal are totally consistent with the Rav's what, why distinction. When Chazal associate a particular onesh, Rahman al-Azlan, a particular catastrophe with a particular chait, they're not posing and answering the why question, because as we explained yesterday, if it's the why question, so it's not really it doesn't really answer the question. I mean, why should this horrible Midas Hadin be forthcoming for Rachmana Litzlan, for this chait? And why is it that sometimes it doesn't happen and sometimes it does happen? So Chazal were not intending, they were not posing the why question, and they weren't intending to respond to that. They were saying, in terms of the what, so we'll give you a head start. Instead of check for this first. A. B. Unfortunately, these Ma'amari Chazal are misquoted, misunderstood, and misquoted. B. Chazal never intended that one should invert what they said. Ba'avon nedorim banim meisim does not mean that wherever Rachmana Litzlan, Bonim Meisim, then that points to Avon Adon. It's not reversible. The fact that if A, then B, doesn't mean that every time you have B, it's due to A. So we know, for instance, that Rachmana Litzlan, the onesh of Misa B'dei Shamayim or Kares, can be the reason a person dies before age 50 or before age 60. We absolutely do not believe that any individual, Rachmana Litzlan, who dies before age 50 or age 60, it's an indication that person was Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim or Chayiv Kares. Some of the greatest of the Baalei Masorah, Asher Mipihem Onu Chayim and Meimehem Onu Shosem, died very young. Whether in the Tkufa Vachronim, or all the way back to Chazal. So none of these statements are to be inverted. It doesn't mean, and based on that, a person can never presumptuously claim to know why something happened, even if it's one of those onshim which are mentioned in these Ma'amari Chazal. Because Chazal never ever said, Ramchal was 39 years old. The Ramah was a young man when he died. We don't go a day without, we can't live without Ramchal. We can't live without the Ramah. The Meir Shapiro was in his 40s. He was a young man. The greatest Hasidei Elyon, some of them died very, very young. No one ever said that any of these statements in Chazal can be inverted. They absolutely cannot be inverted. And when people quote these Ma'amari Chazal to say that I know why something happened, it's just amaratzos. It's not a Ma'amari Chazal, it's a distortion of a Ma'amari Chazal. Might that be why something happened? It might be. In some cases, it might be. But a person never knows. And it's very, very important to recognize that. Another factor to be aware of when a person contemplates commenting on tragedies. Again, in addition to the fact that the Ma'amari Chazal should be correctly understood as what's not wise. That B, they're not to be inverted, so a person never can't say so definitively. I feel in Timsei Lomar that after both of those caveats notwithstanding, a person in his heart of hearts thinks that a particular Maimon Chazal is relevant to something that happened. the Gemara says in Yevamos. That Shem Shem Mitzvah Lo Madova Nishma, Kach Mitzvah Shalom Lo Madova Sheno Nishma. A person, Rachman Litzlan, should never ever distort Torah. A person should never ever misrepresent Torah. Never ever, Rachman Litzlan. If a person is in a certain setting with a certain audience, where people lack the depth of emunah, lack the maturity, or whatever it is, to correctly understand and appreciate Divrei Torah, particularly Divrei Torah, there are times when you just don't volunteer it. Not everything that a person knows, even when a person does know it, again, ayin la'el, whether in this parsha, a person ever does really know. But even when a person really does know something, a person has to weigh whether or not his audience has the wherewithal to understand it, or whether, because they don't have the wherewithal to understand it, it's just gonna generate cynicism about the Torah. Again, not. That's not being embarrassed. It's not lacking the strength of conviction. It's being smart and sensitive in terms of Kodesh Shel Torah. Given how today with social media and all the other organs of broadcasting and posting things, that whatever a person says, regardless of who his live audience may be, 2 minutes later, his audience may be maybe the whole world. So that person has to weigh very carefully what's a davar nishma, what's a davar sheino nishma, and whether what he's saying will be a toelis, whether it's going to be something constructive, or whether it's going to be something Rachman Litzlan, which has the opposite effect. There's no mitzvah to say things which will be misunderstood by large numbers of people. And because of that, distance people, Rachman Litzlan, from Yiddishkeit. Sometimes whether it can be said is a function of how it's said. And it can be the right thing if it's said the right way, and it can be the wrong thing if it's said the wrong way. And sometimes, the audience that a person is talking to just isn't ready to hear it. They're not ready to hear it, so don't. No one thinks that Torah is being censored if you're teaching Hasfalas Gemara. Fifth grade, and they're not ready to hear Rav Ki Vegas Kashin. And no one thinks that you're censoring Divrei Torah by not telling them Rav Ki Vegas Kashin. When they'll be ready to hear Rav Ki Vegas Kashin, we'll tell them Rav Ki Vegas Kashin. Okay, so we'll stop here for this.